nuts. It seems a little normal today. I don't. It's just winter like normal. I don't know. I can't believe.
After yesterday, it's nuts.
Well, yesterday was nuts. Today is normal, I think. I don't know. It is a Normal or Nuts Friday. Welcome, folks. This is the program we call What's on Your Mind because we want to know what's on your mind. My name is Scott Hannon, and the K-Fire radio god known as Todd Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen, right alongside me here today, and we're all fired up to take your phone calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258. 0550. You can also go to our webpage, whatsonyourmindradio.com, the longest web page URL on the history of the planet Earth. whatsonyourmindradio.com. But since it's the name of the show, you should be able to remember that nice and easy. whatsonyourmindradio.com. It'll link you to our Facebook page, where right now you can weigh in on this Normal or Nuts question. Workers that are complaining in the New York Times about pay and living conditions in the oil patch, where jobs are plentiful and the pay is above average, unlike anywhere else in the country. Like the New York Times op-ed video this week that focuses. This is all you need to know about the New York Times. The New York Times comes to the land of prosperity. It's you know, 49 other states would absolutely kill to have the job growth, the economic opportunity that we have, and they find one person who, well, and I don't doubt there's more than one person, but, you know, they have to find someone and lay out an example of someone that, for reasons I don't pretend to understand, is just really not having a very good bit of luck. And it mostly because, and I think, I'm trying to not sound critical of this woman who's in this video. Have you seen it, Todd, the running on fumes in North Dakota video that the...
I haven't, because I considered the source right up front and said, yeah, okay. I'm sure this is going to be a big, warm, fuzzy piece for North Dakota.
Good point.
They're thinking, nobody in North Dakota reads the New York Times, but they should know better because people in all 50 states read the New York Times. Not everybody, of course. Well, maybe somebody from the Forum of the Tribune should go do a story on New York City and how wonderful everything is there.
Yeah, here's the gist of it, and I'll just sort of describe this for folks that haven't seen it. They have this young woman, they say, that was lured to North Dakota for a truck driving job in the oil industry, and now is sharing her agonizing existence in this isolated boomtown. All right? So the headline of the piece is, running on fumes in North Dakota, this poor woman has come here and now has to just live in this cesspool of North Dakota where, yeah, supposedly there's a lot of good jobs, but, boy, I can't find one. And I'm getting, $17 an hour. And it's a poor me story. Now, I'm not in any way trying to say there aren't folks that are down on their luck that have come to North Dakota. And I think, quite honestly, the amount of national publicity that is talking about the fact that there is jobs here and growth here, contrasted with all the bad news everywhere else, tends to send people who are on their last leg running to say, well, I'm just going to live in my car until I make $150,000 a year and don't even really have a plan. And that doesn't work well, right? But that's 1% of the folks that are in the oil patch, right? Maybe 2%, maybe 3%. And my point is, the New York Times finds them. So we asked that question today on the program. There's also a new documentary out that is premiering this weekend at the Sundance Film Festival, and it's all about a church in Williston that is housing homeless workers. Now, again, I'm not trying to suggest there are not folks who are down on their luck. There are. But that's not the story of the North Dakota oil boom, okay? It's just vintage media, especially the New York Times, trying to tear down something that otherwise is good. And you know, North Dakota Democrats, I must say, and you can tell me whether I'm normal or nuts in this, I think they're playing with fire in this regard, too. I mean, the Democratic Party, for instance, anytime there's a story about an increase in the crime rate, they'll send it out and send a tweet out, send it, post it on their social media. Now, again, is crime up? Yes. I think we've proven over and over and over again there isn't anything in the way of a spike in crime in the oil patch that isn't proportionate to the amount of people in the oil patch. In other words, more people, more crime, right? And there isn't, for instance, a spike in murders in Williston that would be at odds with a spike in murders in Fargo that isn't related to the amount of people. So if there's more people, there's going to be more crime, unfortunately. But some people like to say, oh, you're bringing an element in. And the North Dakota Democratic Party doesn't send out a story of the warm fuzzies. Amy Dalrymple, Forum Communications, writes for the Dickinson paper, Jamestown, Fargo Forum, and Grand Forks Herald, okay? Writes fabulous stories about people that have come here and had their lives transformed as a result of oil and gas development, okay? Those are great stories. I don't see the Democratic Party in North Dakota putting those out. They put out the negative stories. And then they tell us that they're in favor of this oil boom. They're not like President Obama and trying to stop it with the EPA and everything else. So, you know, I think if you highlight the bad and minimize the good, you're biased. Okay?
No kidding.
Yeah. Now,
you have any idea how easy it would be for a photographer to walk into New York City and take thousands of pictures and make New York City, or any place else for that matter, look horrendous?
Yeah.
It's real easy to twist with a few pictures a story.
Exactly. Here's what some folks have said on Facebook, by the way, about this. Mark says, I personally know five people working out there, unskilled labor, roughnecks on rigs, all exceeding six figures. I think the makers of this film had to search fairly hard for a low-income earner out there. I also know someone in the building trade in Williston. They're doing very well. If I were younger, I'd give it a shot there myself. Ed said the income seemed low. I ran the numbers, and they talk about how much money this woman was making, right, in this thing. $34,000 a year, supposedly driving a truck, which is just unheard of. And so he says the income seemed low. I ran the numbers. If she was only working 40 hours a week, she's paid $17. Sounded like she was working 18-plus hours, so if that were the case, she'd make more working at McDonald's. Nice use of photography and music to make the Bakken look a far-off frozen planet. Come back in June, he says. Yeah, good idea. Let me just give you a little taste of this, the music and how they did this, Todd. Listen. Oil rig in the background, right? Pumper going. Ominous music.
At the time when the recession hit. I can't find a job. I was eating oatmeal and ketchup to make it taste like meatloaf for Thanksgiving. I remember that.
She's drinking an energy drink.
I came up here March 2012 and lived in a car. I just put all my eggs in one basket to come out here. I have nothing. This is just like in the old days. This is like in the West. This is like when the ghost towns were booming.
You like that music? I mean, it's 6 minutes long. I could play more of it, but you
sure.
Get the idea.
Yeah, so you get the point in 5 seconds. So
Taylor says it's a bit far-fetched. First of all, the oil boom is not the reason she hasn't talked to her parents in 3 years. That's her fault. If she was making more money in California, then she can certainly go back. I've spoken with several hotshot drivers, and they make a ton of money if they're willing to take the calls that are given to them. It's their choice that they do a run or not after hours. So many media outlets focus on one person's bad decisions and blame it all on the oil boom. What you did before you came to work here is not the fault of our industry or commerce. You came for opportunity. Use it to your advantage. The opportunities are there. You just have to want them and make them. Yeah, the audience gets this. I know.
Well, you get my point, Scott. You don't have to work very hard to find people disenfranchised in New York City or in Southern California or pick a place, any place in the country. You can always find that story of somebody who has the sob story. And sometimes they are legitimate and sometimes they're because of their own bad choices. I'm not going to say that every single person who goes up to Williston or wherever is going to find utopia. Maybe it's not for some people, but I don't think we have any borders keeping anybody in either.
So that's our first Normal or Nuts topic for today. Anything else, welcome at 800-228-0550. Dave Osborne, the Vikings legend, will be here to talk about the new coach of the Vikes, plus Senator John Hoeven next hour as well. Brian in Jamestown, I got about a half a minute here for you, Brian, before the break. Go ahead, shoot.
Hey, I got a friend that moved up.
Hello, Brian. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me, Scott? Hello.
Can you hear Brian, Todd? Now I hear Brian. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, good morning. guys. I got a friend that moved up here from Amarillo, Texas for a $25 an hour job building tanks in Fargo that are shipped out to the oil fields, and I believe they're oil-water separators. And when that guy went out and interviewed for that job, he told him flat out, they asked him, why would you come all the way here from Amarillo, Texas? He said, I'm here to make money. I'm here to work hard. They had to tell this guy to slow down because he was working too hard. Those are the type of people we need up here. If you go into a job interview with this poor me crap about how I mix ketchup and oatmeal together, nobody's going to sympathize with you. They want you to be an insult. I mean, people around here, we're hardworking. I mean,
amen, brother.
Hang on, Brian. This is good. Hang on.
It's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The annual Best of the Best in Wheat and Soybean Research and Marketing Workshops will be held Wednesday, February 5th at the Alara Center in Grand Forks and Thursday, February 6th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help producers make better farm management decisions. Hands-on demonstrations will enable producers to get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. Although these sessions are free of charge for farmers, pre-registration is strongly encouraged. CEU credits are also available. For session times and to register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link. Smallgrains.org, click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Megan is on the line from the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley, North Dakota. You're the new manager. Welcome, Megan. How's it going?
Thank you. Very good.
Well, wonderful. I understand you're a small-town farm girl from Pine City, Minnesota. How do you love the Bakken?
I love it. I love it here in Stanley. This is my home.
Fantastic. Well, tell us about those new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash.
We're currently open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. To promote our extended hours, we're currently offering a 10% discount from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. and from 7 p.m. to midnight.
Sounds like a great deal. It's cold outside, but that's a good reason to get in, right?
Absolutely. We are still washing. Even though it's cold out, we can have a good de-icing service that we can provide. Blast that ice right off, get the mud off. We've got the new demudding system that'll just blast everything right off.
Two heated indoor bays. Folks, this is fantastic. And the fleet owners, great deal. So check out all the advantages of working with the North Dakota Truck Wash. Just give Megan a call. What number can folks reach you at, Megan?
We're at 701-628-1550.
Right behind the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennon. It's a Normal or Nuts Friday. Your calls welcome always at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're talking about a New York Times story. Running on fumes in North Dakota, highlighting a young woman lured to North Dakota for a truck driving job in the oil industry, sharing her agonizing existence in what they call an isolated boomtown. And Brian at Jamestown was making a point before the break. Brian, sorry to have to have cut you off. Go ahead and finish your point.
Yeah, well, my point was, you know, my buddy from Amarillo, good guy. He's got more in common with people in North Dakota than I ever thought a Texan would. You know, he's a great guy, hard worker. I would take 10 of those over one of these whiny, I can't even say the word on the radio. I mean, you ate oatmeal and ketchup? Come on. I mean, is that supposed to make us feel sorry for you? If cold weather is leading these idiots out of here, maybe they should be eating oatmeal and ketchup.
Well, I don't want to call them idiots, but here's the deal. I think what this highlights is the desperation of a lot of people from a horrible economy, all right? And I'm talking about nationwide. So they get down to their last thread, and they come here after a horrible existence, and they just expect it to happen instantly. In this poor woman's, case, she obviously came here at the bottom of her barrel and then expected everything to be, boom, very good. And it is, if you have some, common sense to plan accordingly, maybe get your CDL, and, you only need to look up all the job listings and find the place to go. But I think what happens is you get some people who really are, again, just on their last thread as a result of a bad economy come here and then expect it to happen instantly and everything to be perfect, and it's not. But
can I make one more point on this? And I've said this about people on welfare and stuff. If you're going to leave a place because of the problems that are around you, you better make sure you cut all your pockets off your pants so you can't take any of your problems with you. That's the problem. It's not North Dakota. It's not our tough economy. It's this lady not wanting to work, not willing to do the hard crap job that it takes to work your way up the corporate ladder. Get used to it. That's what we are. That's why people in this state are such hardworking people. They understand that, and this gal obviously doesn't. And shame on the New York Times for writing that.
Amen,
no,
brother.
No kidding. I think what it does more than anything, no matter the topic, it gives you an idea whether or not you can trust a news source like the New York Times. And quite honestly, there is not a media person at NBC, ABC, CBS, The Washington Post, pick your media outlet, that doesn't look at the New York Times every day, and it drives the culture of the media. So that's where they get their marching orders. That's their show prep for Brian Williams on NBC and, whoever's doing the CBS News these days. Is it Scott Pelley? Do you watch the evening news? I don't.
Do they still do that?
I believe it's still... Scott Pelley.
Yeah, whoever it is. But my point is that this tells you all you need to know about the national media. Look at reality and look how they write about it. And, does this woman exist? Yes. Is her story probably real? Yes. But does it represent what is happening here? Absolutely not. So just think about the same thing when you read about the NSA program and how horrible that is, according to them. And then the terrorist tip sheet. That's the value in knowing the reality and then seeing how they report on it, in my view.
I'm not crazy about the use of the word luring.
Sorry, Brian, what's that?
The opportunity to call in. You guys have a good day.
Appreciate you. You bet.
You too.
Thanks so much. 800-228-0550. Sorry, Todd, what'd you say?
Well, I was going to say, I'm not crazy about the use of the word luring. We have these human trafficking stories out there that are luring. I don't think she was lured here.
No kidding.
That just seems like a strong word. That just seems too dramatic.
Yeah, again, she came here because she was down on her luck.
Right.
So, by the way, speaking of normal or nuts topics, I do want to throw myself out here to our fine What's On Your Mind audience and ask the question whether or not I am normal or nuts. But I'm very worried today that the program that has stopped terrorist attacks from happening is going to be undone because of politics. And it has to do with this metadata program that the NSA has. And I don't even know what metadata means. I'm sure there's a brainiac somewhere in their audience which can tell me about metadata. So,
short version, information.
Okay, all right. So in this case, the information is Scott called Todd on this day and talked for this long. All right, and by the way, it isn't even Scott and Todd because this metadata only includes the telephone number. And, Todd, I don't even know your number. I've called you many times. But I have your name.
I guess I don't know yours either, because who knows anybody's numbers anymore? You look the name up in your phone.
I'm ashamed to say I don't know my own son's telephone number. I mean, if my smartphone goes bad, I mean, my wife does. She remembers all of them, but I don't, because, he's right there in the favorites. But anyway, what it is generic telephone number calling another telephone number on a day and for how long, okay? Now, so I'm going to use Scott and Todd as the examples I have before. So Scott calls Todd. We call each other several times a day about different things related to the show. And one day, Osama bin Laden Jr. calls Todd. And Osama bin Laden Jr. is on a watch list, obviously, because he calls from Saudi Arabia, okay? And that's flagged. At that point, the NSA goes to a court and says, We have a tag on Osama bin Laden Jr.'s number. We now have flagged him calling Todd Mitchell. We would like access to the records of Todd Mitchell going back 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, whatever, because we want to see where these dots connect. Obviously, a bad guy in Saudi Arabia is calling into the United States, something is amiss, okay? Then, at that point, they go pull that out of the black box and say, okay, what's going on here? In the meantime, Todd and I calling each other is never even looked at. It goes into a box, okay? Well, now I believe what President Obama will announce today is somehow they're going to give the keys to that box to somebody else other than the NSA. That's dangerous. That's a bad idea. I think this program is perfectly legitimate to stop terrorist attacks, and I know it makes a lot of people crazy. They're not listening to what we're saying. They're not eavesdropping. It's number to number on what day, how long, going into a box, and only pulled out when a court says, why did a bad guy call into that circle? When a bad person enters your family and friends circle, that's the only time. And I think that's perfectly normal. Am I nuts? You better tell me. Bob, driving and listening to 550 K-Fire, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah. Say, why didn't the New York Times do a piece on the president about to get off his ego trip and get this country moving? I mean, if there were other 49 states were doing better, these people wouldn't be flocking in here and having to whine and cry about stuff that the local people know about. I mean, you know, it's just, I was up in Williston in the early 80s, and things haven't really changed so much once the boom's on.
Well, Bob, good point. I think that's the this lady's story is an indictment of the other 49 states and our current economy. And depending on your politics, you know, you'll put that on somebody else's shoulder or not. But the point is, that's the real story. The economy is so bad everywhere else. Folks that are on their last leg are coming here to just, you know, hope it all goes away really quickly. Very good point. Lance in Williston, half minute for you before the break. Listening on 1090 KTGO. Go.
Hey, thank you. I just wanted to make a quick comment on that lady that allegedly up here can't find work, because I've lived up here my entire life, and right now, if you're living up here in the Bakken and you can't find work, it's because you're either lazy or too particular about the kind of job you do. Because about 3 months ago or 4 months ago, you drove into the parking lot at Walmart, you noticed a big reader board sign that said "new hire wages starting or new hire starting wage $17 an hour."
Yeah, good point, Lance. Appreciate the call. Glad you're listening to Williston. More of What's on Your Mind coming up. Dave Osborne when we return.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefald, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since a ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it is it's also given us a chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at USSND.com. All gifts are tax deductible. USSND.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
You've got the Blues Brothers. Maybe we should be the Purple People Eater Brothers today. Purple Pride Brothers, Todd. Should we be that today? Do you want to?
There you go.
It is What's On Your Mind, Normal or Nuts Friday, friends, all across the Northern Plains on 550 K-Fire, KCJB Minot, KTGO Tioga, KLTC Dickinson, and AM 1100 The Flag at Fargo Moorhead. And we're swelling with Purple Pride. We're thinking of the days when the Vikes actually made it to a Super Bowl. Thinking of, 1970, first ever touchdown by a Minnesota Viking in a Super Bowl was by who? Our next guest, Dave Osborne, University of North Dakota grad, Pride of Candu, North Dakota, joining us on What's On Your Mind. Dave, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing just good.
Fantastic. Welcome to What's On Your Mind. How you? Glad to have you on the program today. We appreciate you taking a little time to chat with us.
Well, that's fine. It's a pleasure to talk to the old folks back in North Dakota, that's for sure.
Give me your favorite memory growing up in Candu. What do you remember most about the good old days in Candu, North Dakota?
Well, I think what I remember more than anything else is growing up on the farm, going to a country school, taking horses and a sleigh, and my dad bundling us up and taking us a couple miles down the road to the old country school, picking us up in the afternoon, the wind blowing, snowing. It seemed like winter started in October, and they went until May. Times have changed now, but that's kind of what I remember, the old days.
Did they close school when it was a little too cold outside?
No, it was cold all the time. They wouldn't have school, but and no. Then from there, I went on to Candu, and in the ninth grade, went to Candu High School, and that was a fun time. Played all sports there, and we had some pretty fair teams. And from there on, to the University of North Dakota, and from there on, to the Minnesota Vikings. So I had a pretty good athletic career.
What radio station did you listen to when you were growing up?
Well, when we grew up there, we mostly was Devil's Lake. I think it was 1040 KWDL or something like that in Devil's Lake. That was the only one we got. We had those old Philco radios that were about the size of a refrigerator, and you had to have a wire, like a coat hanger or something, sticking on the antenna so you could pick up the transmission out of Devil's Lake.
Oh, what a classic. That is That's fantastic. Well, a lot of folks huddle around those radios all throughout the Northern Plains listening to Vikes games over the years and remember your tenure as a Minnesota Viking after your time as a Fighting Sioux. We're praying for the golden days of the Minnesota Vikings to return. What's it been like to watch a bumpy road here over the last few years?
Well, it's been kind of wouldn't say depressing, but it's I feel bad for them. The fans especially have always had a dominant team there for years and years with Bud Grant there, and and then we've had other good teams. And then all of a sudden we fell off like we did. It just seemed like we just can't turn the corner to get back up on top. You know, there's just a small margin between a good team and an also-ran team. You know, it's just a play here, a play there. I mean, you look back at the Vikings this year, and had we won those, I think, four or five close games that we lost, you know, in the end of the game early in the year, win those games and we're, you know, we're in the playoffs, and they probably say, geez, the Vikings had a pretty good year, you know, and you lose the close ones. And that's what Bud Grant always said. The biggest thing you got to do, he always said, is you have to win the close games. You know, if you're going to be a championship team, you have to win the close games. And you got to have that little edge, whatever it takes, to make the plays you need to make or make the stops you need to make at the end of the game to preserve a victory. And that's just kind of what we didn't have. We just didn't have that edge it took to make the big play when you really had to make it.
What do we need to get that back, do you think? And I don't know. I understand you don't know Mike Zimmer or know much about him, but
yeah.
I'm curious what you think about this change and what you think the Vikes need to return to the glory days.
Well, you know, we're not that far away. You know, our defense really fell off on us this year. I think we need some help at the defensive secondary. You know, we had a lot of injuries also, but we need some help back there in the secondary. You know, the game has changed today. It's a passing game. You know, when I played, you had to run the ball to win the game, and you pass a little some. Today, you have to be able to pass the ball to win the game. So it's critical that you have good receivers, a good quarterback, and good defensive backs. You know, and I think that we struggled at quarterback. I think this year we made a big improvement on our receiving department. We got some good receivers. We had a problem with quarterbacks juggling around and so forth. But, our defensive backs, I thought, was a weaker position. We've got to get better there. I mean, it's tough to play defensive back nowadays because, you know, the referees, you much as touch the guy, they call you for interference. And so it's a tough position to play. And you have to be big and you have to be quick and fast and to play that position. I think, you know, we need a little help there. But, you know, we're not that far away. You know, we get some new ideas in there. And Leslie Frazier is a nice guy. I mean, he's one of the nicer guys I've met. But, you know, sometimes nice guys don't win. I mean, maybe Leslie Frazier was just too nice. Maybe he was too nice a guy, you know, to be a head coach. You know, I don't know that. But, you know, maybe we need a little bit more firmer discipline, a driver. I understand what I've been reading on the Internet about Mike Zimmer that he's a kind of a holler, shout, get-it-done, dominant-type person that's going to demand, you know, a lot out of his people. You know, and maybe that's what we need.
Dave Osborne's our guest, the Vikings legend, North Dakota, former Fighting Sioux, and, of course, out of Candu, North Dakota. Any questions or comments, welcome for him today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You mentioned earlier Bud Grant. Zimmer's being compared to Bud Grant. What was Bud's style? What did you fear Bud Grant as a player, Dave?
That's right. I mean, Bud is a great person. Bud's a great friend of mine. But, you know, at the time I played for Bud, I didn't know if Bud liked me or he didn't like me. Bud treated everyone the same. He had no favorites. You know, I didn't realize till later years after I quit playing for Bud that I was one of Bud's favorite guys. I mean, you know, but I didn't know that. He treated me the same way he treated everyone else. And you never knew what Bud was thinking. He watched practice. He stood out on the field. Bud didn't do a lot of coaching. I mean, Bud didn't sit there and say, do this, do that, and so forth. Bud just stood back and watched. He observed. He was like the president of the company. He let his assistant coaches do the coaching, you know. And like you say, you never knew. Bud didn't miss anything. He knew everything was going on. If someone was limping, someone had a sore foot, he knew that. He was a big observer. But like you say, he treated everyone the same. You didn't know if he liked you, he didn't like you. He required a lot of discipline. I mean, that's why we used to stand at attention for the national anthem. Bud didn't do that because it looked good. Bud did it because that was setting up a discipline. He didn't make penalties. He done everything, you know, just the way Bud wanted because you had to be a disciplined team in order to win. And I think that's why we were so successful. I think Bud could come back today and coach. I think Bud could come back today and sit in the office and watch out the window and probably be a winner. You know, he was just that type of guy.
I don't think you'd have to look very hard to find a bunch of people that would support you on that one, too, and would love to be able to get him back.
Hello.
Yeah, did you not hear Todd there? Maybe.
Hello.
Sorry, we'll get that fixed. John in Fargo has a question for Dave Osborne. Go ahead, John, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hello.
Hi, John? Dave,
I'm
can you
still
not
on here, but I guess John didn't make the hookup.
Okay, but you can hear me, Dave?
I can hear you now. For a while, I thought we blanked out there. You weren't answering me, but now we're back
now you can
on.
Hear me. Okay.
I'm on the cell phone, too, here.
Sounds good. Let's go to John here in Fargo. John, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead for Dave Osborne.
Dave, I think you had, what I consider the ultimate compliment paid to you. I saw an interview with Dick Butkus, and they asked Butkus who was the toughest running back he had to deal with. And he said, well, of course, Jim Brown. But he said, almost in the same breath, Dave Osborne from the Minnesota Vikings. And
you know, someone else told me they heard that interview too, and that's quite a compliment coming from a guy like him. Because
well,
you know, I always, if people ask me who's the toughest guy you ever played against, Dick Butkus was the guy I always bring up. I say when you played Dick Butkus, you know, when I come up on a running play and come through the hole, Butkus was there. He come into the hole and it'd stop you. Where most linebackers, you come up through the hole, they'd be standing there, you hit him and push him back for another 1 or 2 yards. When Butkus hits you, he usually stops you right in your tracks, or you went backwards. So I always said he's the toughest one.
I would urge, hello?
What's
that? We hear you, John. Go ahead.
I would just urge the football fans of today, the younger generation, to go on to any of the videos on the internet and watch Dick Butkus and how he used to hit people. And I'm telling you that in those days, you had to work for a yard, and, you know, Dick Butkus would be broke and in jail today.
That's but, right. You used to come through there, and old Butkus would be up in that hole, you know, and they had that big arm. They clothesline you. They had their arms taped up all the way to their shoulders, and, you know, and it was like a club. You come up through there, and, boy, they'd swing that thing at you and catch you around the neck, around the chest, and next thing you know, your feet would be above your head. You know,
yeah,
but my philosophy when I played was when I ran the ball, I'm going to hit you. I'm not going to let you hit me. I'm going to hit you. And I tried to put all my momentum into that guy and make that defensive player think, you know, the next time I tackle that guy, maybe I'll step aside a little bit, you know. So that was kind of my philosophy.
So an extension on that, are the rules a little bit too stringent now? Have we watered down the NFL too far?
Well, without a doubt, you know. But, you know, with all these concussions and all these things going on there, you know, now they eliminate everything that you can do, you know. But the rules are changing. It's, you know, like I told someone, I think if they want to change football, they're going to have to maybe take away the face mask so you can't use your head anymore because, you know, you use your head, you use your face to tackle with. Now if you hit someone with your head, it's a penalty, and so forth, and maybe they didn't have a face mask. These guys wouldn't stick their noses in there. They have to go back to the old game where you stand up and down when you're running, you know. But it's changing. There's no doubt about it. Like I mentioned earlier, it's changing to a passing game. It's getting to be where you're just going to throw the ball, and that's how you win. You win with a pass. You got to have a good quarterback. You got to have good receivers, and that's how you win.
Maybe we need to go back to those big, thick leather helmets.
That's exactly what we need.
Little padding there.
Yeah, that's right.
Dave Osborne, Todd Mitchell here. What are there any NFL head coaches since Bud Grant that you would say that you would admire, that you think are great coaches?
Well,
not,
you know,
not just the Vikings necessarily, but
the coaches that I admire around the league, you know, is a guy like Bill Parcells. I mean, is one of used to be on the coach, Belichick, you know, for New England. You know, there's a lot of coaches out there. It seems like the teams that win have good, sound, basic coaches that have been there a while. You know, and Andy Reid, you know, he left Philadelphia, went to Kansas City. Look at him. Yeah, they went from winning one game to winning 11.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, with basically the same players. So, you know, coach is important and how you handle people. All the football players are good. You've got a lot of good athletes.
Hang on one second, Dave, if you would. We will continue this conversation after a quick break.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
PainsLocal.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hillen. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Chatting for a couple more minutes with Dave Osborne, Candu, North Dakota, University of North Dakota grad, Minnesota Viking legend. And we're chatting about the Vikes and a quest for a new direction, a turnaround of sorts. And you sound like the glass is half full as far as the Vikes and where they're at. They're just close, just need a few more pieces to the puzzle. What about the QB situation? Curious if you see Christian Ponder as a 21st century Fran Tarkington, or you know, should the Vikes give up on Ponder? What's your take on the musical chairs in the quarterback position?
Well, you know, after last year, I thought Chris Ponder was going to be all right. I thought, you know, he just didn't have receivers the previous year. And I thought, we get him some good receivers, he's going to, he'll do much better. But then this year we got better receivers and they could catch the ball. But then it just seemed like our offensive line broke down on us. And it seemed like he was awful quick to run. You know, he'd get in the pocket, get a little pressure, and instead of stepping up in the pocket, he'd have to run out and start moving around. He's a very intelligent quarterback, but, it's just seemed like he didn't hang in there long enough. But, you know, and then they made this change and they brought in this Josh Freeman. We thought maybe he was going to be the answer, but they never really gave him a chance. I mean, they put him in one game after a couple of days and never heard any more about him. I don't know if there's more to that situation or not, but, you know, I guess I don't know if we're, you know, I think the quarterbacks we have are good enough if they're surrounded by good people. You know, if you got a good offensive line, or, you know, our offensive line broke down a little this year and, you know, he didn't get the time and then you're running for your life and it's hard throwing on the run. And so, you know, I just don't know what to say. What are you going to do? I mean, you go out and draft a quarterback. I mean, then you start over and you're throwing a rookie in there and it's going to take, what, 2-3 years to get him developed, you know? So you're kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't. You almost have to, if you want to rebuild this team in a hurry, you better have an experienced quarterback. You know, go with what we got and hopefully turn the corner. Maybe better play calling, better play selections, defense play a little better. Maybe our quarterbacks are good enough. We just have to have a supporting cast, and I don't think we have that right now.
Well, we certainly have a new head coach and an offensive coordinator that, as an offensive coordinator, seems to be pretty highly regarded in Norv Turner. Any opinion on him?
Well, I think, yeah, well, I just read that this morning on the Internet there, and I was quite impressed with that. You know, we're getting some people that have been very successful, have won Super Bowls, have had great teams, and I think that's what you need. You need to surround yourself with good people, good assistant coaches, and I think from the names that surfaced the last day or so, I'm quite impressed. You know, it's exciting. I think, you know, we need some excitement because, you know, with the year we had now with the new stadium coming where we're going to be playing, you know, in the university stadium for a while and, you know, and they're going to ticket sales, they're going to have a licensing fee, you're going to have to pay more to keep your tickets and so forth. And you better have some good incentive for those people to do that. Otherwise, you know, a lot of people will cancel their season tickets if they have to pay, you know, thousands of dollars to have the right to buy their tickets. That won't be good. You better have a good team. And if you don't have a good team, people are going to say, well, I don't need that. You know, so they're under pressure. I mean, they're under pressure now to do something to make a quick turnaround and get this team back and on the right track before we move into that new stadium.
So for okay, a quarterback, what is the next step to rebuild the offensive line, or where do you start rebuilding next?
Well, you know, we got, you look at that offensive line, we got some good players in there, people that have done well before. You know, you look at it and say, is it our offensive system? Is our offense coordinator not calling the right plays to take advantage of our people? You know, I sometimes wonder, you look at a guy like Adrian Peterson, who's a great runner, but what do? We ram him up the middle and ram him up the middle and then ram him up the middle again. You know, I think a guy like him, my idea would be getting the ball on the outside, little swing passes, some quick pitches, do things to get him on a one-on-one situation, and no one's going to tackle him. But it just, I kind of thought sometimes our play selection didn't meet the abilities, you know, of the player, you know. So maybe you change the offensive scheme a little bit, you know. But Bud Grant always said to us, we're going to run plays that we can do well at. Bud Grant never asked me to throw a halfback pass because I can't throw. So he never asked me to throw. He done the things that Bill Brown and I could do well. Ram it up, you know, power to the right, power to the left, ram it up the middle. People couldn't stop us. So that's what we did. Don't ask somebody to do something they can't do, and you're just going to do that. You're just going to be defeated, you know.
We have a question on Facebook for Dave from Dan Hammer, the voice of the Fighting Sioux football team these days. Says, how much does a coach's personality style mean to a team? Since you played under two very different personalities, the stoic Bud Grant and the feisty Jerry Burns, Frazier was stoic, Zimmer's feisty.
Well, I think coaching is a big factor. You know, I played under Norm Van Brocklin my first 2 years and before Bud Grant came. And we only won 2 games, 3 games, and so forth. Bud Grant came, and with the same personnel, we went on to a Super Bowl, basically with the same players. And you look at that and you say, well, why did the same players do this? Because Bud Grant was a different type of coach. He demanded more. He was a disciplinarian. Norm Van Brocklin's last year with the Vikings, we led the league in one department, and that was penalties. We had more penalties than any other team. in the National Football League. Bud Grant came. The first year Bud Grant was there, Bud said, if you make penalties, you don't play for me.
Talk about discipline. I love it. Dave, what a treat today. Thanks so much for joining us on the program, the legendary Minnesota Viking, Dave Osborne, on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hassle-free lake living starting at $150,000. Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Jared Olson from Chase on the Lake. Tell me more.
Basically, we have units starting at $150,000 going up to around $400,000. Anywhere from a studio to a three-bedroom, two-bathroom. Units right on the water, right on the beach. And they range in square footage anywhere from 600 up to about 1,300 square feet. Nice part about the units here is when you do purchase, you have an optional rental program so that when you're not using them, you can rent them out to try to generate some income and offset your cost.
You have the history. You know already what they're going to be able to generate income from that, right?
Yeah, we have the last 3 years of history. This year, my highest grossing unit did $40,000 in rents, and we've seen 10% growth in the last 3 years across the board. So, you know, we're continuing to grow. We're continuing to get more revenue coming in, so it's a perfect time to buy. We also just did decrease the price on the units by 35% this year.
Give Jared a call at 218-209-5366. Or go to chaseonthelake.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.